I am your host, Renee Baraba, the best-selling Nautilus Gold award-winning Hay House author of Winds of Spirit, Ancient Wisdom Tools for Navigating Relationships, Health, and the Divine. All of our program is designed for the Winds of Spirit to dance through your life to awaken you to the gifts of nature. So the directions are, I'm going to go through it. We're going to call to Ekato. How we do that is we connect to the center of the earth because we're looking for that spin axis. We call to Ekato to come in through the top of the spin axis, and then we create a big energy bubble for everybody on this call so that everybody who's on the call now, who and all the people who are going to hear the call later, and all the people who need to find them their way to this call. So that's three wind whistles. Then I'm going to start to journey. And so Ekato is with us, and we're going to go to our harvest or our planting field or wherever you're standing in your life now. Somewhere nice, I hope. Ask what you're separating. You're going to hold out your hand so that you can actually start to feel the winnowing from the wind. We're gonna let the chafe go with the wind. And we're going to then align our spin axes to the center of the magnetic field so that we can feel what's wobbling, not wobbling. And in that space, when we have that perfect alignment, we're gonna bounce between one cycle to the next. I'm very excited. Are you ready to go? So aligning yourself in through your spin axis into the center of the earth. And let's all call to Ekato. He's coming down. And let's create a big energy bubble. Imagine us all holding space together, holding hands in this lightness and this darkness. In nature. Either a harvest field or a field in the spring that's ready to plant. And look around. What is your question that you want to ask the winds? Hold that question out in your hand. Separating from, and let the winnowing begin. Let all that does not serve you float away. Gust, Let it dance away, but let it give it to the wind. Give it to Ekato. Try to pick it back up. Let the wind choose. And now look down at your hands. What is left? Are there grains to put into your silo for winter? Are there seeds to plant? The wind carry everything away. Are you standing there with a fallow field in your hand? Or something else? Sailboat, maybe you get on your magic carpet ride. You're going to take those grains or those seeds or that emptiness, and you're going to take it with the wind. Let the winds of passion carry you to put this treasure somewhere safe. Treasure somewhere safe. Find yourself some solid ground to stand on. And now you're going to allow, or you could invite the wind into allow, an unwinding to happen. It's going to start at the top of your head, and the wind is going to move through you counterclockwise, and it's going to unwind all the questions you think you have, all the things you think you've harvested this year. It's unwinding and unwinding. Counterclockwise into the belly of the earth, like a tornado's funnel. And when you're in that place, that all of that energy has drained down, look around you. Where is the wobble? Where's the movement? And where is the not movement? maybe it's dark and light, this 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness. You're standing between the light and the dark. And anchor your spin axis in this still place between what's light and what's dark, what's cold and what's hot, what's day and what's night. Come fully back into your body, into this room, into this day.
So that you feel strong.
And feel your alignment.
Bounce into the next. And now we're going to come back.
And I'm going to blow the wind whistle, so that's a smooth bounce, in case some of you are still a little bit out of there. Come fully back into your body, into this room, into this day. And feel your alignment.